The reintroduction of long-lost species to a space can provoke feelings of both excitement and fear. Just try searching Wolves Ireland Reintroduction and Madness. And it's not just wolves. Even birds have their haters and their haze of rumours. But where does rational fear end and epigenetic aversion begin? What place does storytelling play in all this? Lorcan O'Toole has some form welcoming back native species to the island with the Golden Eagle Trust. He's been trying to understand some of the hidden reasons, cultural and occasionally mythological, that explain why we've been glad to see the back of some species. Áine Gallagher went to meet Lorcan in Glenveagh National Park in County Donegal.
At least that far away from them, so there's no danger at all.
Yeah.
It's made to be enjoyed. It's here to be enjoyed. Right. Good luck to you.
Right.
We're in the main valley itself at the end of Loch Fay. We're opposite the waterfall. Ireland is a little bit unique in that we're on the edge of another island, which is on the edge of the continent. So when species become extinct, they find it more difficult to recolonise naturally. Lorcan O'Toole, I'm the General Manager of the Golden Eagle Trust. I've been working here in Donegal for 20 years. When we started the Golden Eagle Reintroduction Programme, we brought wild birds in from Scotland, from wild nests in Scotland under licence, and we released them here in Glenveagh National Park. We did that for 12 years and they started to nest and breed in 2007. And they're still breeding, and hopefully in due course they'll increase in Donegal and reoccupy some of their former sites.
How far have the eagles travelled within Ireland?
We've had confirmed sightings down in Kerry and over in the Moran Mountains. One or two of our birds from here have been seen in Scotland. We know that because all the birds we released, we put small yellow plastic or different coloured tags on their wings. So when people saw them in Scotland, they were able to tell us what the colour of the tags were, the wing tags, at that time. And even now, there was no one else wing tagging golden eagles in Ireland or Britain. So we knew that some of our birds from Glenveagh had gone over. Some of them have come back. You think back far enough, several hundred years, golden eagles from Antrim probably went over to as far as Rathlin and then over to Islay and then over to Scotland. So there would have been a natural linkage between the populations in the northern part of Ireland and the southwestern part of Scotland. When we started, Ireland had a very small variety or number of species, native species of birds of prey, by far the lowest number of birds of prey in Europe. We were restored three different species, the red kites, the white-tailed eagles and the golden eagles. We are looking at a couple of other species, osprey and crane, or some people call it the Eurasian crane in particular. We're interested in things like corn bunting. There's a bit of a debate whether black grouse was a native species or not. I imagine it was, though the evidence is still debatable. So osprey and Eurasian cranes could be restored. They're native birds that have become extinct. We think they'd be a great addition to the fauna and the wildlife and the nature of this island. Cranes have been reintroduced into Somerset, and eventually those birds may spread over to Ireland. But we ask ourselves, well, should we be restoring species that we believe was very important in our ancient culture? It was curious when we brought in both the golden eagle and the white-tailed sea eagle reintroduction, we looked at local place names in different parts of the country. Well, that would give you a clue to where those birds were, even though it was several hundred years ago, or maybe more recently in terms of the eagles. But their place names, their footprint would still be in the local culture, and the place names would have recognised that these birds or trees or other aspects of the environment would be associated with different townlands or mountain names. For such a distinctive bird as the crane, and a bird that sometimes can flock in 3,000, 4,000, 5,000 or more flocks, we expected to find an awful lot of crane place names. And in the official interpretation of a lot of place names, they were kind of lacking. Now, there is a debate, and it's probably an ongoing debate, in the 1840s when a lot of these townland names were interpreted and translated, the word Cor was said to mean a round hill or a variety of other landscape features. But there was a recognition at the time that it wasn't quite understood what Cor meant. So it's my firm opinion that Cor, C-O-R, in place names, is largely related to the extinct crane or Eurasian crane. Some of the references to cranes probably in the recent era are very muddied or masked. People have spoken about the crane bag. They don't quite understand its significance. It has a mythical importance. Whoever held the crane bag in Irish myth had special powers. Finn McCool had the crane bag in his possession for a period of time that helped him rule Ireland in myth.
The crane bag is an object?
It seems to be a holder. In Irish, they call it Cor Bullog. It's debated. You know, there was an academic journal in the 70s and 80s, and it seemed to be a compendium of wisdom, or it has that mysterious, mythical aspect to it. No one knows exactly what the crane bag is. The story says that it was made from the skin of a woman who had been turned into a crane, Aoife. But I think there's probably more importance than that.
Going back to the reintroduction of species to Ireland, there's sometimes a bit of an aversion to maybe the bigger animals. Like, I'm sure the eagles faced some questioning, and then wolves, of course, being another big one. Is it maybe a similar kind of aversion to these myths, and the same way that these animals, people kind of think of them as being maybe mythological and therefore being a bit threatening?
It could be, yeah. Some people in Donegal were nervous at the start of the programme that the golden eagles might interfere with their livestock. I was asked several times about what were the possibilities of eagles attacking young infants and babies, and they were genuine questions. Going back to the cranes or the wolf or the lynx or the bear, these big animals, they can be deemed to be threatening in a lot of cultures, maybe more so in the East. In India and China, they talk about the heavenly crane, the magical crane, the bountiful crane. You know, you're lucky if you're in the shadow of a crane. This huge reverence, and I suspect that some era there may have been that same reverence and association with nature here. But it's curious to know how attitudes wax and wane, and I'd like to think that the attitude to nature in Ireland is improving at the moment.
Lorcan O'Toole there, talking to Áine Gallagher at Glenveagh National Park in County Donegal. And we'll have more from that conversation next time on Culture File.